Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Miss Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, of course, is no different. I have fellow entrepreneur and friend Chanel Rains joining me. Hey, Chanel.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Miss Michi.
I am so excited to, to have you on the show. I will let them know how we met each other. I met Chanel this summer, actually, at a vending event, and she was so sweet. We immediately clicked, and I was like, girl, yes. I'm like, we need to support each other before the year is over. And I had an opportunity to go on her show, Not a Statistic TV, and I really enjoyed myself.
I did too. I really did.
It was so much fun, and I really love your show and what you're all about. And for those that don't know, Chanel is the founder of Not a Statistic Apparel, and she also started Not a Statistic TV as an extension of her business. So I want to jump right in, Chanel.
Absolutely.
Tell me how you kind of got started on your entrepreneurial journey.
Absolutely. So I want to first thank you, Ms. Michi, for the opportunity to come on. I absolutely love everything that you're doing. It's absolutely phenomenal, especially with the Blueprint Media Company. I love everything that you stand for and all your ventures. So I absolutely love you. Absolutely. So I tell people, so the business is new, but not the vision. So the vision actually came about in 2017. Okay. So it actually came within a dream. And I was like, wait, it came up like NAS. I was like, okay. And then later down the line, it ended up like unraveling. And it was like, not a statistic. I didn't see it on the billboard. I didn't see it on social media. I didn't see anything of that nature. But at that very time in 2017, I was doing network marketing. Okay. So because I was doing network marketing, I was focused more so on that. And then also I was in school. So I was like, okay, I kind of brought it to my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, man, this would be a dope clothing line. And we had the sketch and we put it on a composition paper. And we were just like, oh, this is going to be dope. It kind of like, okay, we're going to go back to network marketing. We're going to focus in on that. That's what we've been focusing in on. Okay. So I set it down for 3 years. Fast forward to 2020, April 2020. I literally was being an intentional guy. Obviously, this was like the peak of the pandemic, everything just really started to shut down, and I had to face me. And I was like, God, I really need a plan. What am I supposed to do in this next level, this next season in my life?
That's right.
So he literally brought it back into my possession. I was like, oh my God. Can I be honest? I totally forgot about it.
How you forget about it?
I totally had, because I was doing so much. I, take care of my mom. I was focusing on if I should go to grad school. I was focusing, obviously, I was doing, like I said, network marketing. I was working the 9-to-5. I was doing a whole lot of stuff.
You had a lot on your plate, ma'am.
I had a lot on my plate, sis. So I was just like, you know what? God brought it back. And it was a whole different vision. It was a whole different perspective because I matured. So I had to mature to get the perspective of how it was going to be planned out, because it would never have been this if I didn't literally take a break from it.
That's right. That's right. And, a lot of the times with entrepreneurs, you get kind of like wavering advice. So some of it is just like, release it. It doesn't matter if it's already. And then some of them are like, no, take your time. I'm somewhere in the middle where I'm like, you know what? You want to have kind of like at least a little bit of a solid foundation. But then there are a lot of things that you figure out along the way. But having some of those, you got to have some of those basic entities before you really jump into business, You still there, sis?
Absolutely. You can hear me?
It blanked out for like a second. That's okay, though.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with you. Like, it happens that way. And like, it was April, and then I didn't launch the actual business until September 1st. So that whole period of time, I was just strategizing. I had hired some professionals. Sometimes, we wait to after, we wait till we get in the business, and we're like, okay, let me hire a coach. Let me hire a mentor. Let me get in, be in the midst of people who are doing what I desire to do.
That's right.
So that's what I did. And I just put my head down, and I was nervous. I was scared, but I didn't want to let my fear overtake me.
You did it anyway. And honestly, so the thing about it is, I've told Chanel this before. So she, when her like promotional pictures and everything was missed, you know, it was the summertime. So we were out, you know, everybody, we just was doing our thing. So it wasn't until after we had connected on social media, we had talked and exchanged information. But like when we connected, I was like, I've been seeing her. And like, I knew I actually was going to reach out to you.
Wow.
We hadn't even connected, you know, like at the actual event, because I, you know, for one, you got to have like dope visuals and stuff. So, you know, I mean, we both have worked with FMK. She's dope.
Right, right.
So when I saw it, I was just like this. I was like, that is Chanel. I just met her. You know, and I was like immediately hyped and, you know, definitely excited to work with you. Like for me, I love to see other female bosses like doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and really put it on for the community. So yeah, I love the fact that you took a step back, but then when you jumped into it, it has taken off since then.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, we started September 1st with the clothing line. So this is one of the first shirts we started out where we still do have just two shirts. So this is the Dripped in Black, and then we have a white one just like this, which is official signature. So we started off with two shirts.
Yeah.
And it took off literally like the first week and a half, we hit eight different states. So I was like, Lord, okay. I was obedient, and it just, you know, and then we launched the talk show later on the 14th, but before that, like I said, it was just like, I was like, oh my God. And I had promotional videos and different things of that nature, but I wasn't doing intensive marketing, as I should say. Okay. I had my family and friends that really was promoting my business.
Right, right.
On a whole another level, you know?
That's a blessing, because, you know, you often find that, like, when you go into a business venture, sometimes it's like your friends and family, they may be, like, the last ones to really jump on the board of, hey, let's go ahead and push her or him, you know, and what they've got going on. So that's great that you had that support from the jump.
Yeah, I definitely did. And I was so grateful for that, because sometimes you go into that, you're like, you know, and I'm being honest with you, you don't know who's going to support you. You don't know what, you know, if the audience, your target audience is going, or your ideal client is going to accept what you go out there. But it's just, you will never know if you never step. So I just knew that I had to make one step, because it made me closer to what I really wanted to do and what I was willing to accomplish. But what was really got me to like really press forward, because every time I would talk about my business, I would get emotional. Okay. And I knew that my why had to push me to want to do it. My why had to be strong enough to have me be emotional. My why had to really have me understand like it's bigger than me. When I say, you know what, my fears isn't bigger than my why. When I realized that, I said, you know what, I'm going to take a step. Even if I don't have all the steps, I'm going to take one step
forward. Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, I had shared with you on your show that like with Lavish Looks, you know, I didn't really know there was, you know, I hadn't really done like the e-commerce. There were a lot of components that I still had to learn, but I can say that the people around me, they were like, girl, you better go ahead and just, you know, put it out there. You know, I'm like, it's summertime, even though it's 14, people need these shades, you know.
And absolutely.
Like, there was a lot that I learned in that process along the way, you know, but it was like the first thing was I had enough to at least put it out there.
Come on.
And you definitely had that too. Something that I did want to know, because I know that you got the apparel line and then you have, you know, your show. Was the show always something that you knew that you were going to do once you launched the actual apparel line, or was that something that came after?
It came in the midst of me planning from April to September. So I would say it was like, I don't know if you all know about this podcast called Earn Your Leisure. So it's two guys, two friends. They are on YouTube. They big on Instagram as well. Okay. And on all the mainstream, far as podcast mainstream, you know. And they basically, they had one of my favorite women bosses. And her name was Ronnie Brown. So they had her on her show, on their show. And they talked about how it's so important to add either a book or a podcast to your brand. And at this time, I was like, okay, now I did want to have like a, not a statistic, kind of like you know, lunch party. So basically a virtual gathering on social media, basically YouTube or just Facebook. So I already had a person who I had in mind as I was planning. But then, like, more so, like, my life coach was like, I think this would be a great idea. But I was really, really focused in more so of the clothing brand. So I said, I'll just start off, you know, with the September 14th, I do the, like, the visual launch party. Because the launch party was, I did pre-orders for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So for two weeks, I did pre-orders. So this 14th was the day I had my inventory. So that was going to be the official launch day when I was going to send out my packages. When I was going to say, hey, guys, inventory's here. Kind of like, you know, more so inside. So
yeah, like a full rollout.
Absolutely. So that was going to be that. And like I said, it was like more so, okay, I think this would be a great idea. But one thing I tell people about my talk show was I didn't have a lot of people that I was talking about it with. It was just like, you know, I was just going to have someone come on as special guest that one night. And I don't know how I was going to be after that. Like, it wasn't like plan step by step, episode by episode. I just kind of roll it as it went.
Isn't that beautiful how it happens when you just, you know, it's like you put it out there and then everybody is like, okay, I want to be a part. I want to be a part. You just
absolutely.
Like, this is only a one-time thing. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right. That's you're like, wait a minute. Like, you know, I had like, I did want another person. So I had like 2 weeks of special guests, but I wasn't thinking of like, okay, now I'm scheduling like 2 months in advance or a month in advance. So it just kind of like slipped out of my, I was like, oh my God. People was like, oh my God, you should have this person or I would love to be on. I would love to share my story. I'm not
a certificate. When I saw the flyer, I was like, I need to get on there. Cause I love like this. Just, I told you when I first met you, that not a statistic, just even that name. I mean, you know, it's strong. It says a lot in itself because of what we have to deal with within our communities and, you know, a lot of the things, the statistics and stereotypes that are placed on us. And so we are a part of that group that's kind of X-ing out some of those things that are placed on us. So, you know, I was like this, that's dope. And just even the guests that you've had on the show, you know, and their stories and what they've shared. So, you know, I got to ask you, who so far on your, you know, on your talk show platform has been one of your, you know, favorite interviews that you had? Because, I mean, let's be honest. We all have the ones where it's just like, man, that was an experience.
Man, absolutely. I'm going to say my second episode. Like, I highlight this one so much. Her name was Tiffany Jackson. So she was an ex-stripper. So I was so nervous because obviously this is like my second episode. I don't know how, because I'm be honest with you, I follow a lot of Christian, you know, men of God, women of God, and I didn't know how they was going to receive me of bringing someone who was once a stripper on my platform, right?
Yeah.
So I was worried about that. But when I tell you it shifted, we cried on that episode. We laughed on that episode.
Yes.
People literally was like, oh my God, like, I need to get in tune with this. Like, yeah. I need to get in tune with this. Her family, now they watch my show every week. Some That's of her sisters, some her, you know, family members, because I highlighted her story. But one thing that was like, that episode literally told me I need to take this to a whole nother level. That episode right there was like, you need to take this serious.
That's
because not only that, I got free that night, she got free that night. And it was some people else, the audience, some of the people who watched it got free that night.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't about the big numbers of how the numbers did, but it was more so about the impact. And I knew that what I had was so impactful that I have to literally take this serious. I have to get more people on this platform that's going to be transparent, is going to be vulnerable. And she literally gave me all of her on that show. And I was just like, oh my God. That, I couldn't believe it.
That's powerful. And I mean, you know, being able to get someone to open up and to be vulnerable about the things that they've gone through, you know, be it in business or in their personal lives on your platform. That says a lot about you as the host, you know, because it's just you know, some people, I mean, I think that we've all done interviews or seen interviews where you could tell that person kind of came in on guard, not really wanting to share or open up. So it really makes for a great experience when they come and they just kind of bear it all, you know, and
absolutely.
Yeah. I tell people, I'm like, for my show, like the Blueprint Live, I'm like, we gonna go through all the emotions. We gonna laugh, cry. We gonna dance a little bit. We gonna joke, you know, and I, you got it. You got it.
Thank you. Yeah. And people have, and it's like you said though, like it's so rewarding. It's a gift. People don't know. You just can't just, yeah, you can interview probably anybody, but you have to, you basically providing a safe space for someone. Share the story, to be comfortable, to let they, despite of who won't come on, it might be Obama coming on, but listen, it's like a, we talking, we dialoguing, yeah, right? And we don't really focus in on who's watching. And we having a conversation, that's you know, right. And you like, you layer, you like, you just like take your hair off. Like, okay, I feel comfortable. Yeah. I'm in a safe space, right? That's I can right. Let down my hair. I can be vulnerable. And it impacts on people who watch it or watch it now or watch it even later, be like, wow, she was able to tell this and she was able to tell that, things that people, I'm going to be honest with you, like the people that I have interviewed, people have been on different platforms. Like, I honestly never told this part of the story, but this is what I'm going to share. Right. And I'll be like, wow, that's an honor, because you have to get, and obviously I tell people, everyone who goes on my show, what do you do not want me to ask, you know?
Right.
Because obviously
and I think I told you, I was like, girl, I'm like,
right, whatever you, yeah, so that it's a gift, and you have it as well, and like, I even seen you on your show, and I'll be like, wow, how are they able to say that on, you know, because you never know who's going to watch you. You never know
right.
Who's going to come across this interview, and you just be amazed how the people may be blessed, or they follow, you get connections off. Man, I want to be connected to the person that you interview. So, it's a blessing.
No, that's, girl, a word. You know, something, you spoke on it a little bit earlier, and I just want to kind of loop it back around, because I know I've talked about it just on my platform and stuff too, but you said that, you know, when you were originally putting together the concept for your business, how you were working with your significant other, you know, how important do you think that it is to have a supportive significant other when you are in business?
It's absolutely important, because it allows you to know that you are not alone. When, you know, people, statistically, people say your family and friends are not going to be your supporters, right? So it's so important that you do have someone in an intimate relationship, romantic relationship, whatever that may be, to know that they have my back.
That's
when
right.
I feel like I want to give all this up, forget all this inventory, get all this and all that. Like, listen, done. These platforms and social media, all of that, I have somebody that I can, you know, confining. I can have somebody that can support me, that can, you know, pat me on the back and say, you're doing a good job, and rest. It's okay. It's good to have someone in your life that you can lean on, you can glean from. That's and right. You know what, you know, that made me mad, or that customer made me upset, or whatever that is. You, right. It's so important that you have someone that you can literally trust with your baby, because our business, this is our baby.
Girl, I'm telling, look, I was pregnant with Lavish Looks by Ms. Michi and gave birth to it a little prematurely, but it worked out.
It worked out in your favor, right? Like, listen, but you have somebody in your corner and be like, listen, we gonna carry it together. Whatever you need, what can I assist you with? And I'm beyond with you, like, that's not my boyfriend anymore, but he's very supportive of my vision now.
Mm.
Very supportive.
Well, you know what? He done missed out. I'm going to just say it. He better get it together in 2020, 2021. But no, I mean, it is important. I mean, and this is the thing, even if, you know what I'm saying, like, things are a little bit different now with that relationship, it's like you can't do nothing but have respect for somebody that had your back even, you know, during that. You know, it's like for me, I tell people, I'm like, I don't know where I would be without, you know, my husband. He's, you know, helped me out with visuals. And like you said, been that confidant where you can just say, hey, you know what? I'm having a rough time. Or, you know, these things are happening around me. I can't control it. I feel discouraged today. And, you know,
absolutely.
Have somebody that's going to kind of like pump that air back into the balloon. When
absolutely.
So
come on now.
Absolutely. It's so important. But I thank you for, you know, sharing and speaking on that, because that's real.
Yeah, absolutely. You need that. You need it.
Girl, if it's like, if you don't have somebody, we talk about it all the time, like, find your tribe. So even if it's not a significant other as far as like your, you know, who you're with, find your tribe.
Find your tribe. Like I said, intimacy, you know, don't have to be necessarily romantic, you know, but even like you said, you got a good friend, right. You have, you know, a, you know, maybe a family member, you know, that may want to be willing to be in have the same vision and mission as you.
That's right.
And have great intentions, because yeah, you can be surrounded by a lot of people, but maybe the people don't really have your best interests at heart in general. Yeah. So if they don't like you, they may not like your baby.
Now that is a whole different conversation. No, because I mean, the thing about it is that the reality, if you don't like the person, you won't like anything that's birthed from them. You know, you just won't. Mm-hmm. And that's how it happens. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate to see, but that's why, like, I know for me, a lot of the entrepreneurs, like even meeting you and just those genuine organic relationships that form, you know, it's like, we got each other for like, we gonna support each other in the,
for sure,
you know, and that's yeah, how it's supposed to be, girl.
And that's
dropping these things. Well, I want to know, you know, since you've launched, what can you say has been the biggest accomplishment that you've been able to celebrate so far?
I'm going to honestly say the biggest accomplishment has been the TV show, the talk show.
Yes. It's
late. Being
now. Able. If they haven't checked it out, they better check it out. I said, if they haven't checked it out, they better check it out.
Listen, like, literally being able to have not a statistic in different industries. Right. Being able to see it on different things, right? Like, it's just the beginning for us. And to see, okay, the talk show's doing well, the clothing line is doing well, and, like, I'm adding some more stuff. I actually have some new inventory that just came yesterday.
I need a pre-sale for that.
Listen, some jackets that nobody knows that I even got. I was trying to test and see, but yeah, so that I'm so excited about. But definitely, like, that has been the most biggest accomplishment and the impact. Right. You know, I understand numbers is great, but I think the impact is what's, I just got a voice recording of someone saying, don't stop these shows. Don't stop these Monday lives. Don't stop it. Right? Don't stop even the business, even the clothing line, because I tell people it's going to be so much bigger than the clothing line. It's going to be so much bigger than, you know, YouTube, Facebook type of show.
Right. It will. I mean, yeah, you brought on some heavy hitters, and you know, for me, I'm always grateful when someone
like you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Like, you know, when you say like, yeah, I want to have you on there, I'm like, absolutely, because like I said, I had already seen the marketing, the things that you were doing beforehand, and you know, I'm a firm believer of just kind of like being a part of those things that are positive, that really it pushes us, because it's not oftentimes that we can hear our stories from people that look like us. You know, we get this narrative from other media
outlets. Yeah, absolutely.
We just don't keep it cute, but you know, it's rare that we get to hear those stories kind of like live from us. So yeah, what you're doing is important, and you better not stop.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Like, girl, what a show.
Right. Says, what's going on? I've been seeing you. Exactly.
So, exactly. You know, of course, we always talk about the accomplishments and, you know, kind of like those bright moments in business. But, you know, can you share with me any challenges that you ran into along the way and like how you kind of overcame those?
Absolutely. I'm going to be honest with you. Recently, Black Friday. So I made a mistake. I did not update my website price inventory. It was it's concerned, and yeah, the Pacific size ended up being sold out, and I didn't have it. Okay. And I was like, when it was time for me, what'd you say?
Well, I said I've done that too, sis.
Right, like, listen, I'm gonna be real with you. I was like, oh my god, but it's so great to have built connections with people that I could call them from a fly, like, I need you, like. You know it's serious if I call you. I need you now. I need you. Listen, you said I can call, but I'm calling. But no, seriously.
Right.
And when it was time for me to send these packages off, I was like, I had like 6 people that ordered a specific size in this shirt. And I was just like,
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's
so
when it happens, like, you just like, I sold that already. What am I supposed to do?
Right, like you know how you prepare. You're like, okay, I'm preparing for this influx. But then when you come, you're like, oh my God, I was worried about so much other stuff that I didn't even really focus in on that specific. I remember I was confident. I said, I got that size. And then I looked at it the night before I was supposed to send the packages off, and I was like, darn it. And the person was able to do it. I called some people that called some people that called some people, and they was like, I got you today. I was like, you got me today? They was like, I got you today. I got your logo on these shirts, and we good to go.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God. That's what's so important, like building connections. But I was like, oh my God.
And girl, it's enough to make you just like, okay, what's going on? That's why I kept everything strictly online. Cause ma'am, let me tell you, I would sell, you know, do a couple things kind of like one-off of people like, hey, I would like this pair. And I had forgot to update it on my site when I first started. And girl, it happened to me. It was two orders back to back. I said, I done sold those.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you have to reach out. But, you know, the thing about it is also that transparency thing, because, you know, I'll just let them know. I'm like, hey, you know, someone got these for me. You know, it was a one-off instance. I just didn't have an opportunity to update. Can I do any other ones? You know, like what you do. And it's like, you know, you got to be able to offer those different solutions when you mess up.
Exactly. And luckily I didn't have to reach out to no one because I was able to get the shirts done in that day. But it was just like, oh my God, I might have to. And then like the person was like, it's okay, I got you. Like, come bring me, like right now, come bring me, you know, get the shirts and we gonna get this together. And I was just like, you never listen. But yeah, I absolutely, like, I remember even just when I first did my pre-orders, like, and I was, obviously, that night I was doing the first show, and I had to literally write out all of the people's addresses on, because I didn't understand how to, like, you know, print out the, like, shipping labels and all of that.
What am I supposed to do? I need this.
Listen, but, I mean, they understood. It wasn't like, I apologize. They was like, what's wrong? I'm like, okay, nothing, I guess. You know, but yeah, I mean, it was the right address. Obviously, it got to them, you know, very quickly. So it was like no issue, but obviously we know the quality. We know the issue, and we know the standard that we would like to, you know, be held up to, you know, when it comes to our customers, because we want them to be returning customers. So that was
right, and refer other people.
And refer other people, absolutely.
That part. No, I thank you for sharing that, because a lot of the times, you know, I just personally feel like, from my perspective, sometimes when I see, you know, other entrepreneurs, sometimes it's like they just want to put out perfection. But sometimes we have things that go wrong. We order inventory and something is wrong. Like I saw this one young lady, they had a uh-oh sale, you know, and it was just like everything was heavily discounted because what, you know, I think it was like shirts or it was something, you know, shirts and accessories. And, you know, there was some mistakes as far as what was actually sent to them. So they're like, hey, we're going to do a uh-oh sale and, you know, still do that. I think I love to see when those entrepreneurs, they post kind of like those business bloopers that we all have, you know, because it just lets you know, it's like, okay, you're not the only one that has kind of had a misstep along the way, you know?
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing. When you said that, I was like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes we look at people and, like, sometimes people might put all their accomplishments, but they may not put their failures on social media. Okay. And for you to have some of your favorite women bosses or entrepreneurs, you know, that you may admire from afar, you'd be like, wow, you started like this. We all started from somewhere. So that's why I had to not internalize my mistake, but just know what the mistake I made and don't try to make it again. Just learn from it.
I tell everybody, I say, you know what? I will not make the same mistake twice.
Come on. Okay. That means you didn't learn it.
Because making mistakes, I mean, they happen, but it's like, what do you do with that mistake and how do you turn that into a learning lesson and a way to not do it again? You know? So that was real.
That's good.
That was real. So, you know, I want to know from you, how do you stay motivated in business, especially with, you know, everything that we have going on, the pandemic, all of these things? What are you doing to kind of keep those spirits up?
It's funny that you say that. So I have been getting around a lot of people, a lot of people who are in the same industry as me, or like, honestly, like more successful than me. And it has been motivating me to keep going, right? And also I've been obviously in my word, I've been praying, I've been fasting, you know, to get more guidance. And I tell people, like, that is the brand strategist. God is the brand strategist.
You better put them at the basis of your foundation or whatever you got going on.
Come on. So part of it, you know, praying and fasting has been the number one thing. And also been surrounded by people who obviously look like me, but also is in a position that I would want to be in one day, right? Or direction that I'm going into, because I mean, we're going to have like disappointments. We're going to be, it's going to be some crying nights, you know? It's going to be like, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking when I started this, but listen, this is getting a little out of hand, you know? So
that's a word.
You know, so it's good to be like you even said, like, if you don't have that significant other, you have to get a tribe. So what I'm doing now is building a tribe that we can glean on each other. We can learn from one another. We can lean, you know what? Since I'm not feeling the grades right now, I'm feeling a little discouraged. You know, this Monday, I'm usually happy on Mondays, but now I'm worry about episode. You know, right? It's just you getting around people and obviously getting your word, and God gonna bring you to people. So that's what I've been able to during this time, this absolutely just getting in my word, praying, fasting, and also getting around my tribe.
Absolutely. No, that, I mean, they will keep you motivated. You know, if you have the right people, I mean, I am one of those people, like how you just described, like, you have to tune in to, I guess, some of the, you know, my shows and different things where I'm a little bit more transparent, but no, I don't broadcast my lows. You know, I don't broadcast, you know, like right now it's the holidays. You know, people that know me, they know that, like, I lost my mom, I lost my grandmother last year, you know, and when those things settle in, it's hard. Like, that's why I said, you know what, instead of me trying to push through the last couple weeks of December, I'm going to take some time off and spend it with family and do the things that make me happy, because it's like, you got to take that time, you know, you have to take that time and feel and go through the things, because we're still human. We, you know, we might do a lot of stuff and, you know, work all of these different entities, but we're still human and we need that time.
That's so true. And it's so crazy that you talk about that, man. Is like, around the holidays is always kind of like up and down for me, right? Like, so I've been taking care of my mom since I was 16, and now I'm 26. I'll be 26 at the end of the month on the 28th. And the day that I got my inventory, the day that my first show came, my mother broke her hip. So just think, September 14th to now, our whole life has changed. Right. Good and bad.
Right.
Good Friday, I birthed my baby out. Man, it's going great. I'm great and building some great connections, but my mother's not here with me. My mother is sick. My mother needs me. You get what I'm saying? Yes. And to get on the show, get on social media, and be trying to motivate other people when I needed motivation, right? So,
girl,
That has been the most challenging things in this time period, right? Yeah, I smile. Look, I'm always happy. Right. But one thing I could say was, you know, my mother, when I took her to the hospital that morning, she told me, you know, I'm sorry because you started this business and this happened. And I thought, you know, okay, maybe she'll be okay. She'd be in the hospital for maybe a week. I didn't know, now I'm not able to take care of her anymore. It got to that point.
Right.
And to see, like, Mom, I'm really accomplished. I'm about to graduate next year. And she's not physically in the house with me. No, my mother's still alive. Praise God. Absolutely. But she's not in her mental state. She's not here, you know. Yeah. Physically, she's not here to be with me in all my accomplishments as I'm accomplishing.
Chanel, I mean, you know, it's, and I'm glad you brought that up. So, you know, and I can take this time to also share, you know, and I did let Chanel know when I was getting ready to record her episode, and she was telling me a little bit about this as far as her mom, like, you know, my mom is gone. My dad is still here and he has MS. You know, it's something that, you know, a lot of people like didn't really know. And one thing that I can honestly say is that when your parents are sick, it is, girl, I'm not gonna get any more.
Don't you listen, this is not what I look.
When they are sick emotionally and mentally, it it's a lot to push through. It really, really is. You know, I think about my dad daily. It's always on my mind. I'm like, you know, me winning in business, it's not just for me. You know, it's not just for me. I want him to be able to have access. We have celebrities and people that can get doctors and they prolong, you know, they're able to help them live longer, healthier lives. I'm like, I don't want the money. I want the access. I want the access to the resources of things that are not really 100% like available like that. So, you know, when I think about, you know, my mission in business, it's not just to, you know, some people just want the fame. Some people just want the clout. I'm like, it's not about that for me.
It's so much bigger than that.
Yeah. I'm like, I just want to be able to give to them. You know, we want to be able to do this stuff for our parents and make them proud, you know? And girl wasn't even supposed to go this direction. It is a hard thing. And it's like for people who their parents are still here and they're still living and thriving and there's no sickness, there's no ailments, they don't really know what it's like. I'm like that plagues my mind every day.
Every day.
You know, so I'm thank you for sharing. I'm sorry.
No, sis. Listen, this is me talking, sister to sister. You know I know. And they don't understand, like, when people like, you miss you, like, you miss me. I miss my mama. Like, I miss my mama. I told somebody, I wrote it down. I said, I went through failures with my mother, but I want to go through accomplishments with her. I want her to see me walk across that stage virtually, in person, whatever that may be in May. I want her to be here physically with me and be like, my baby did it.
That's right. That's right. And
all that you went through, you did it. I want her to baby that I make millions and all that because I know it's coming. I know it's going to happen for me and mine. Absolutely. And I want her to be like, we struggled together. We was on public assistance together. We was all of that. So we able to live that life.
That's right.
That I can, I can be in a home and I have doctors that you said, like you said, celebrities can provide that. They have that, you know.
Right.
I want to be able to have that life and give that life to my mother because she tried her best as a single mother. So definitely, baby.
Yeah.
And I get it.
It's real. And I just, you know, it's coming. Our time is coming. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She will be able to see all of those things, you know, and it's like what we have to do is also just, I'm a big firm believer of give people their flowers while they're here. You know,
absolutely.
So, you know, especially our parents, because I mean, you know, I know that, you know, even though my mama's not here, you know, my dad has different things and he's a fighter. He's just like this. His favorite phrase is he's like, I'm gonna just keep it moving. So even on those bad days and those different things, that even motivates me in business because it's like, I'm like, how can I sit up here and be like sitting in my discouragement and feeling bad? I got to keep going. You know, I got to keep
absolutely.
If they keep going, we got to keep going.
Keep going. And that's it. My mother lives by the word, speaks the word, and even sometimes, like now, she don't talk that much. But like a few weeks ago, when she would call me and talk to me and stuff like that, she would say things like, "God up to something." I don't know what that is, and she'd be having the calmest voice, and I'd be like, "You know what? That just pulled me through for another week. I can get on this show and be okay." Because she calls me, they FaceTime me, and talk to her, you know, a few hours before my show every Monday. So that gives me encouragement. That pulls me up even when I get up and I don't be probably in the best mood, right? And yeah. I gotta, you know, get on the show and, you know, interview someone. Yeah. So absolutely. Our parents keep us going.
Absolutely.
So we thank God for them.
I will say this is the first since I've been doing the show. I ain't shed no tears.
Wow. Listen, this is my first show, obviously, as, you know, someone interviewing me. So this is the first for me, too.
Yeah, my whole thing is, it's just like, it's just nice to have someone that understands. So, girl, okay.
We here. That, I love you, girl.
I love you, too, girl. So let me know, like, what can you say, you know, during your time since you started your business, or even before, what's been the biggest lesson that you learned along the way?
The biggest lesson I have learned was, I have learned so many But one thing I have learned was I am an imperfection person for God's perfect will. So even when I'm feeling inadequate, even when I have had insecurities, even when, you know, I have all these different things from past or now that shape me, that, you know, molded me to the woman that I am today, I can use that to my advantage. I can be transparent about me having to deal with depression, anxiety, different things of that nature, and shape it into my brand to know people like me, like, you know what? Yeah, it may not be perfect,
but
it's an excellence, right? It may not have all the bells and whistles, but I started from somewhere, right? And I had to understand that I have to start from somewhere, because I'll never get closer to what I really destined to be if I don't just start. So I had to understand that my imperfection makes me perfect for His perfect will in my life. So whatever that looks like, whatever, you know, different things I had to face in my lifetime, to know that it didn't happen to me, it happened for me. And I had to go through these things for my audience. I had to go through these things to know that you can get through it too. Despite your past or current circumstances, you can accomplish your goals and dreams. So that's one of the biggest lessons I had to learn, that, you know, I may have some insecurities. I may not be perfect. I may not have all the knowledge and wisdom that I desire to have at the moment, but I'm going to use what I have and make the best out of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really love, you know, I've had the experience for the last few weeks of being able to bring on guests that I love the fact that we can talk about God. You know, I don't think that He is in the midst of a lot of the things that are going on. And I mean, whoever you pray, you know, everybody has their higher being. I'm going to call them God, Jesus. That's what I choose. Yeah, because I'm not calling the universe no stuff like that, but no shade to anybody that does.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that we talk about enough of that faith. You know, you have to have that. And it really does. It keeps you going on those days. Like just even what we said that we were going through, it will carry you through those times, you know. So, you know, I love the fact that you got to say the phrase again. Your imperfection.
Yeah, your imperfection is for His perfect will. So you can use your imperfection your imperfection is for God's perfect will. So even though you have some imperfections, we all do. Don't get me wrong. We all have imperfections, but it's a will for your life and it's perfect. So it doesn't, even though your story, some of the most ugly parts of your story is going to be the most powerful parts of your testimony. So that's pretty much what that means.
Girl, I'm blessed today. I just feel blessed today, but
you blessed me. Like,
for real,
it went left. I was like,
yeah, probably me, like, earlier this year, I would have been like, I gotta edit that out. No emotions, you know, don't show no love. Love gets you killed. Like, you know, you can't do that. It's very important to see, because, you know, people don't know how much stuff we push through, Chanel. They have no idea. I'm just like this. I'm like, and I still work. Like, you still in school. We have things that are on our plate. Our plates are full. And we still keep going.
And I'm a caregiver. I'm a caregiver for senior citizens. Like, I actually work at 9 to 5. I work for the state and I work as a caregiver. So absolutely, they don't know what it takes to get the smile on my face,
girl. What's behind it?
Oh, what's behind it? Miss Michi, you have blessed me today. Okay,
girl. Well, look, we know we're coming to a close, but I want to give you a little bit of a scenario here. So I am an entrepreneur. I'm looking to, you know, start something, and I'm just like, oh, I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. And I'm talking to you. What is something that you would share with me to help me get started?
Look deep inside your passion. Like, what are you passionate about, right? What are you passionate about that you can turn into dollars? Mm. You have to find something that you can do for free, that you can understand, you know, you can do it with your eyes closed, right? Okay. Like they say. You can do it when, you know, without even thinking. You can do it just naturally, right? Like, I naturally can really get in the depths of somebody's story. I can naturally, you know, interview people or like highlight people just in natural, like that's what I do. Right. So what are you naturally able to do? What is your passion? What is it that you can do that doesn't require you to have a whole lot of things or a whole lot of money to start up? So you have to get in the depths of your passion, because your passion can turn into dollars. So some things that you may want to do, you know, maybe down the line, but you have to start within your passion, because your passion, like I'm gonna say, for instance, if you enjoy like playing the guitar,
right?
You play the guitar, you can video record it, and that video can go viral, and people can listen. It can go viral. You just in your bedroom playing the guitar. On TikTok, different things of that nature. Use what's around you. You on social media, you should be getting paid to be on social media.
They don't.
So use.
They're not ready for that though.
Listen, use whatever you have and start from there. And just look on the inside of you. What am I passionate? What am I passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? What do I do when I? What can I do in my sleep? Almost. What can I do? You know, that don't require a lot out of me, but I love doing it. You have to love doing it first.
Girl, a blessing. So, you know, let me know, what's next for you? What's next for your brand?
So, what's next? Obviously, at the end of this month, on the 28th, is actually my 26th birthday. I'm actually, thank you. We're actually having a panel discussion. This is my first panel discussion on my show. Okay. It's called Wins and Losses, Not a Statistic Edition. Okay. So the inspiration was from Meek Mill's song Wins and Losses. So yeah. Basically, I have two males, two females that would just share their story. We were playing, you know, do an iceberg and different things of that nature, and that's going to my goal is to propel people into the, you know, 2021.
Okay.
So what's to come? Definitely, I'm looking. We're finishing up my book, so yes. I'll have a book within the first quarter of 2021. Oh. This is the first people don't even know.
Oh, but insider.
So yeah. So I'm looking into some different things for the brand. Obviously, I have some jackets that's going to be rolling out very soon, so be on the lookout for that. And obviously some great heavy hitter speakers that's going to be on the show. So I'm so excited, and I'm just so excited for what God is going to blow my mind with this brand. So
it's going to use you, and I truly believe that you're going to see your business take heights that you've never seen before in 2021 and beyond. And we're going to speak into existence.
Absolutely.
That's what it is at this point. But I just want to wish you much continued success, and just, you know, thank you for, you know, being a pillar in our community to express the voices within our community. You know, it has to happen. And I mean, I love your brand. I love everything that you're doing. And, you know, mm-hmm. I even told Chanel, I thought that she was a little bit older. She conducts herself as someone that's in her 30s. So the fact that she's celebrating her 26th birthday, I'm going to need y'all 20-year-olds to step it up.
Look. I listen, I went through a lot of stuff to get to what, like a lot of drugs, a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have been doing with people I shouldn't have been doing it with. But yeah. I thank God for the journey. I thank God for my story, because even the ugliest thing, it was the most powerful thing of my testimony. So yeah, I thank God for you, Miss Michi, because you are an inspiration. Like, I literally look, Miss Michi, very modest. She's very humble, but I will say this. I give
people like,
and I love it. Listen, I love it. Stay that way, sis. But one thing that Miss Michi didn't say in the beginning was I approached her. I was like, listen, sis.
I
know you. Well, you know me. I know of you. Like, I see Miss Michi on everything on Facebook, everything on YouTube, you know, on Instagram. God. And I was like, sis, yeah, we know the same people. Listen.
Yes.
You know Felice. Listen. You know Dr. Lauren. Look, you know,
I
look.
I love
you
them. They are my tribe. I love these ladies. Like, for real. They are just, they are so dope. And, oh, my goodness. So it was like,
I love them too.
I'm like, yes, girls, enter the tribe.
Yes. Exactly. And I was like, I would love for us to connect. And I gave her my business card because she might not have known who I was just based off the rip when I came to her. This was both of ours. First pop-up shop.
Yeah.
So I seen somebody that was familiar face. I was like, boom, let me shoot my shot. Like, you know, like, hey, sis, I see you, you know, and this is my brand. And I would love to, you know, connect with you, be an assistant to you in any type of way. Yeah. And it is like the rest is history, man. This is my sister for life.
I knew, as soon as I saw her, for one, you know, I told you I loved your color scheme. Even y'all would have to seen her table, okay? Because let me tell you, everybody, you know, everybody they had their stuff set out, but there was a few standouts.
Yeah.
Yours too, thank you. But I was like this, I want to highlight you as the business of the week, you know? And it's like, yeah. I think there was a couple people that I had kind of made that connection, and I don't know if they knew I was serious. I was like, no, I'm very serious about highlighting and showcasing stuff, especially your business. It really stood out to me because when you told me your why, it was the why you got started that I was immediately captivated, and I was like, I have to highlight her in some type of way. I was like, we gotta work together. So you know, I'm proud of you, and like I said, I much continued success. You are gonna go far, and you have a heck of a testimony to share with everybody, you know. And girl, let them know how they can find you on social media and support, and how they can shop with Not a Statistic Apparel.
Absolutely. So thank you for the opportunity again. So our Facebook page is Not a Statistic Apparel. Also, our website is www.notastatistictogether.store. So it's www.notastatistic.store. And our Instagram...
store.
You can find us there. We still have we actually only have limited sizes available in both our white and black, but we do have some things rolling out very, very soon. So yeah, we some things in the works this week, so I'm so excited for that. But also our Instagram is Not a Statistic Brand, so that's straight, it's together, no space or anything like that. So Not a Statistic Brand.
Okay.
And also we're on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Not a Statistic TV. That's where you can find the show the Monday night. We have special guests. They share their stories about not being a statistic. And also we also are live on Facebook, our Facebook business page, which is Not a Statistic Apparel. So yeah, that's where you can find us, and I look forward to connecting with all of you all. And I want to thank my sister.
Y'all follow her. Chanel is the truth, for real. You know, support and learn about more people that are within our community. I mean, it's important. Like I said, you haven't brought on a guest that I have not been captivated with yet. So
yeah, thank you.
It is a lot, you know. So yes, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you haven't already, make sure that you're following me, Miss Michi, on all social platforms, at Miss Michi, MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And be sure to follow the Print Media Company on all social platforms as well, at the BP Media Co. And if you haven't, I know you see it in the back, follow our sponsors too, y'all, okay? They are the ones that make it happen, where we can continue to keep bringing you influential people that you need to know, okay? We taking a little bit of break, so we're gonna see y'all in 2021. I hope that you all have enjoyed all of the people that have graced this platform. I'm thankful for them. Chanel, I'm thankful for you. You know, for taking time to come on and to share your stories, because our stories are important, and what we're doing and our missions are equally as important. So I love you all. Be blessed. See you in 2021. Bye.
Bye, you all. Thank you, Ms. Michi.